Hello, people of Instagram. Let's talk some more about copy. Okay, one of the first lives I did, my kid was singing the Wheels on the Bus song on a loop again and again and again, and that is also happening today. So you might hear that song a whole bunch more times. This is my life. I hear that song 7,000 times a day, every single day. Anyways, hi. Let's talk about copy. Was paused due to poor connection. Fuck that. Okay. There's something that most of you are doing that you need to stop. Whenever people send me their copy to look at, 98% of them are doing it. You're probably doing it, just statistically speaking, and please, you need to stop. Because it's not working. And what's making it not work is the same reason it's not fun for you either. So here's what I mean. What you need to stop doing is stop, I'm gonna say it like this, stop performing what you think is copywriting. Stop doing, I'm now copywriting that thing. When you do that, whatever comes out of you, no matter how much effort, how much time you put into it, ends up sounding so flat. It sounds, I hate to say it, but boring. Stop performing copywriting. And I gotta be blunt with you so you can see it and make changes. Most of you are doing this. I guarantee, though, those of you watching, if you are someone who writes copy, who does marketing, at least 90% of you are doing this right now. At least 90% of you are performing copywriting. What's the alternative? I want you to go, not right now, because I want you to listen to me, but after this, I want you to scan your Instagram feed, your TikTok feed, wherever you are, that where you see people marketing, Facebook, whatever, right? I want you to scan all the people that are marketing their shit, and I want you to ask yourself, does this sound like someone's copywriting at me, or does this sound like someone's talking to me like a human being? I guarantee you, at least 90% of the time, it'll be like this person's copywriting at me. There's a specific voice that comes out when people are copywriting at you, and it is not how your friends talk to you. It's not how people who care about you talk to you. It's not how you talk to anyone in real life. It only comes out when you are performing copywriting, and it's boring, it's flat, it doesn't get anybody anywhere, and it keeps you really stressed out. And it's gonna burn you out if you try to keep it up, which is why so many people do have trouble being consistent, because performing copywriting isn't fucking natural for any of us. It doesn't come from an authentic place in any one of us. I'm gonna give you an example from my own life. With writing, right? Like I always have always, not always, but for the past, I don't know, 7, 8 years, have gotten feedback like when you write emails to me, when you write posts, it feels like you're speaking specifically directly to me, like in my heart as a human being. So with writing, like I've been doing this, right? But I recently killed my podcast, my years old, incredibly successful at every level podcast that lots of people listen to, that has been my main, well, I don't know about main, but it's been one of my big marketing things for a long time, like my podcast. And I retired it, even though it was a huge labor of love and I'm very proud of it and everything, da da da. I retired it because I became profoundly sick of and bored of doing the podcast thing. Here's what I mean by doing the podcasting. I gotta update a new episode every week at the same time so I can send it to my producers. And then when they produce it, and then there's a little cute little intro that goes with it. And there's a cute little outro that goes with it that directs people to my funnel. And I bring topics that are relevant to the topics that people are following me for. And all of that is me doing the podcasting. And I was sick of it. I was done. I was tired of it. I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. you know, I say this without shitting on my former self, like, who did that podcast. It's an amazing podcast. You should listen to it. But I was sick of doing the podcast. So I gave myself a break. I retired it. I gave myself a break. And I am now about to start up a new podcast. And it's going to be called My Notes. That's the name of the podcast. My Notes. And you know what I'm going to do? I always have like a million notes in my notes app. I have notes in my brain because I think a lot, right? It's going to be me recording into my phone whatever the fuck thoughts I have about some part of my notes. And I'm going to upload that baby straight up into the podcast on whatever the fuck topic I feel like, for whatever length I feel like, at whatever the fuck schedule I feel like. There's going to be no producer. It's just going to be like literally me recording on my phone and uploading. There's no editing. There's no intro, outro. There's no cute hook. There's no cute title. There's no niche. There's no hashtags. It's just me and my thoughts that I want to share with you. Okay. So in other words, this isn't going to be me doing the podcasting. It's going to be me just talking to you. That's what all of my best copy has always been. And that is what all of your best copy will be. Just talking to people as opposed to doing the copywriting thing that we all know you hate doing anyway. And not to be mean, but it shows in your copy. So why are so many people doing this? Why, if it sucks, you don't like reading it from others, you don't like doing it, why? Please, if you are listening to this, please comment and tell me what you, that you, if you know what I mean when I say doing the copywriting thing, right? Like when you read it, when you can tell someone is like writing copy at you, when I say that, do you know what I mean? I hope you know what I mean. Comment and say you know what I mean, if you know what I mean. I don't know how else to say it. Okay, you get it. Perfect. Okay, so why does this happen when it's painful for you to do and it's ineffective for your intended purposes? Why do people do it? I think people do it because they think they have to. I think people do it because they think that's the way business and marketing should be done. I think because they've been told that's the way they have to, I don't think people feel safe genuinely just being themselves and talking to people like a normal human being does. I think we have been taught that who you are naturally, how you talk naturally, how you communicate with somebody that you naturally on a human level care about is inadequate for business, because business is serious and it's a adult thing, and it has to be, you have to be metaphorically speaking suited up, and you have to have a PowerPoint presentation. And from that sort of tradition, from that kind of ethos of business, that's what we inherited. And so even if you're not literally in a suit doing a PowerPoint presentation, you are energetically doing that whenever you show up to write something for your people to read. I'm gonna come right out and say, I think it's the white supremacist culture of business that has inculcated this idea in all of us, that there's normal human being mode and then there's business mode. There's me talking to you like a human being about my thoughts, about what's in here. And then there's me writing copy at you to convert you into a sale. I think that whenever I do say something like this, on the one hand, it feels like a relief to people. Like, oh, I don't have to do that thing. I don't have to do that copywriting thing at people. Because remember, nobody likes doing it. And I think secondly, I think people can also find it distressing, because it's like a lot of people don't know how to stop. If people knew how to stop, they would do it. But clearly people are still doing it all over the place. And if you're listening to this, no matter how uncomfortable it is, please, please sit with the uncomfortable, maybe even painful awareness that you are doing this. Because when you really see it and feel the crunchiness of it, is the only way you're going to change, which is the only way this whole thing is going to feel better for you and work better for you. Tell the truth to yourself that you haven't really been just talking to people, you've been doing the copywriting thing at people. Please tell yourself the truth about that. Not because I want you to feel bad, but because that's the only way it's going to change. If you keep lying to yourself and say, no, I am really authentically communicating, when in the back of your mind, it's like, how do I work in this CTA? Am I clearly communicating my value proposition? Am I strategically storytelling in a way that's going to make the benefits of my offer come alive for them? Am I speaking to their desires and fears? Which fucking human on earth fucking thinks like this? Honestly, who thinks like this? Nobody fucking thinks like this, unless you've been in a weird fucking business class. If that's in the back of your mind, you are not talking to people like you just talk to people. You are doing copywriting at people. So to drop that is actually quite an exercise in vulnerability. It is, you have to kind of put your guard down. You have to, you know, anytime you stop performing and start being real, it's like, okay, now it's real. Because in many ways, it's more comfortable, it's easier to just keep performing, because you don't really have to share your real thoughts. You don't really have to show people who you really are. You don't have to be present in all of your insecurities and anxieties and neuroses and fears if you could just show up as the shiny version of yourself who has it all figured out and who has this 5-point vision to paint for you as to how this offer is going to change your life. Like that, in ways, if you are performing that, doing that thing, that's in some ways easier than really being real with people. And it's easier in a way, but it's not actually, because you're lying, really. And on a subtle, energetic, unconscious level, people can tell. There are people that I have worked with who are seasoned masters, veterans of their craft. They've been doing it for decades. They're very well regarded in their field of work. And they not only are excellent at what they do and they're incredibly seasoned, they are also very deeply present in themselves. They are very self-possessed. They are grounded in who they are. And when these people ask me for help with their business and they start copywriting with zero training in the tips and tricks of how to write copy that converts, shit like that, from day one, these people actually write amazing copy. You know why? Because they are so at home in themselves, they are so present with themselves, and they're so tuned into the kind of human relationships they want to cultivate. When they speak, it just sounds like a real human being. It sounds authoritative, not like, I'm an authority and you should listen, not that kind of way, but it's a kind of grounded authority that has been earned by years and years and years of being in a practice, active practice of something, right? And when they speak, when they write copy intentionally for the first time, it ends up being so compelling. It ends up being so effective when they've studied nothing about copywriting. Because why? They're not doing the thing that 98% of people who write copy do, which is doing the copywriting performance. They are just speaking. And because they're talking like human beings to another human being, other human beings, guess what? They listen. And they can energetically feel the truth of that. They can feel the authority of that. They can feel the lack of embellishment in that, the lack of performance in that. All of that is registered unconsciously in a split second, and it makes people drop their guard and pay fucking attention and trust and listen and want to give them their money. So, this requires you coming home to yourself. This requires you feeling safe in your own reality first, in your own inner world, with all the fears and doubts and anxieties and first, before you can be real with another person. Have you ever tried talking to somebody who is always like, oh, hi, how are you? Everything's great. Yeah, no, let's do brunch sometimes. Oh, no, my job is great. How are you? Oh, Have you ever talked to somebody like that? Maybe you've been somebody like that in the past. I know I have. That person for whom everything's great has all their shit together, according to their presentation. That person is the most scared person in the room. That person is so close to falling the fuck apart, or they are like falling apart on the inside, and they are desperately clinging to like presenting this illusion of everything's fine in order to not have to deal with the shit inside. And please deal with the shit inside. If you join my course, Writing with the Sword, which starts on May 8th, it is gonna be 7 weeks of dealing with the shit. I would, believe me, I would much rather give you tips and tricks and templates and content calendars to work with, because that's a billion times easier for me and a billion times, quote unquote, easier for you. But guess what? That shit is never gonna move the needle. That shit is never, ever, ever, ever going to have any kind of deep, sustainable impact on the work you do and the results you get. So it's funny because I'm talking about my offer, my upcoming class, and it's like just as much a discouragement to join as much as an encouragement to join. Like, if 7 weeks of like pure, like just like staring at the abyss in your own mind, that sounds like so that you can really like walk through the shit and alchemize it and be able to transmit that sense of being at home in yourself in your writing. Like, if that assignment does not sound exciting, you should not join my course. And for writing tips and tricks that'll convert, if you want that, you can literally join any other copy course on the planet, because that is exactly what every other single copy course on the planet is offering: tips and tricks, prompts, templates, mindset. I don't mean to be mean about it, because that shit, you know, that has a place, and I have certainly taught them in the past, and I'll probably continue to at some point. But if that was enough, you would all be amazing copywriters raking in all the money. But it's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. So, okay. Writing with the Sword starts May 8th. You can find the link to find out more about it in my bio. Right? Mindset with like sparkles around it. Mindset work. Hey, I've been that person in the past. Still sometimes am. Still sometimes I'm like, yo, mindset. But if that were enough, it ain't. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.